pity our heroes. I say this because I've just learned Chesley Sullenberger's grades and his IQ scores. You'll recall that Sullenberger was the pilot who landed the U.S. Airjet in the Hudson River. All passengers and crew survived, and many called Sullenberger a hero. And even though as I write this, Sullenberger has avoided the limelight, his herodom is when the trouble started. Trouble, as in the release of a school transcript from long, long ago, containing Sullenberger's grades and IQ results. We have every right to have an interest in our heroes, as a very influential law institute puts it in a very influential law publication known as the Restatement. And so when Fox News received Sullenberger's transcript and IQ scores, it published them. The grades that Fox reported were in the 99th percentile, and the IQ scores that Fox reported as worthy of the Organization for Geniuses known as Mensa had been sent accidentally. Apparently, the school meant to send only Sullenberger's school photos, not his school record. Here's how the restatement puts the law. There are individuals who have not sought publicity or consented to it, but through their own conduct or otherwise have become a legitimate subject of public interest, and publishers are permitted to satisfy the curiosity of the public as to its heroes, leaders, villains and victims, and those who are closely associated with them. Yikes. Just to give you a couple of examples, back when President Ford was in office, a man saved Ford from an assassination attempt. When newspapers reported that the man was gay, he sued on invasion of privacy grounds. But a California court decided that such coverage was newsworthy, given that the man was a hero and all. Among other reasons, the court wrote, his bravery helped disprove the stereotype that gay men were, and I'm quoting here, timid, weak, and unheroic. The hero's privacy concerns mattered less than what the court felt would be best for the greater public's education. There's another example. Several newspapers once reported the grade point averages of players on the University of Maryland men's basketball team. Heroes only in the broadest sense of the word, I'll grant you. But a court found that such an article couldn't be the basis of a privacy lawsuit, since the GPAs of those student-athletes, some of them as low as 1.1 and 1.24, not only helped quantify the university's attempt to encourage scholastic success, but also helped show which players might be in danger of losing eligibility due to low grades, both of which the court decided were of great public interest. The school that accidentally sent Sullenberger's records asked Fox to remove them from its website, but Fox refused. Putting ethics aside, maybe that's the right call in a news sense. I can't say that I wasn't interested in how he'd done in school. It's also likely what any lawyer would have counseled Fox in a legal sense. Pity our heroes. I'm Amy Guida.